So tell us a little bit about, you know, coming over today and talking to everybody about this expansion for the Film Commission.
Yeah, we are in Madisonville for the start of the West Kentucky Film Commission. Films and feature films in Kentucky have just taken off. We are seeing more production companies choosing us, more feature films, more television shows being filmed in Kentucky than ever before. It's generating a lot of jobs, 20,000 plus at different times, and this is to make sure that Western Kentucky is a big part of it. And the greatest part about it is it's all these Western Kentucky counties and towns coming together, saying we don't need to be competing against each other. We need to be coming together so we can offer different backdrops, different sets, and ultimately land more movies. This is what happens when people cooperate, and it's going to bring a lot of economic development to Western Kentucky.
Are there any further incentives in the works to bring even more, like, bigger studios, Disney, Sony stuff?
So our incentives are in line with anywhere else in the country. We are definitely competitive. We are introducing ourselves and really reintroducing ourselves to the world of film, and it's picking up faster and faster and faster. We're seeing major companies come in. I think Louisville's mayor hosted one major one for Derby, and we're seeing others come in because they know how good the incentive is. They just need to get an idea of where the locations are that they could film, and then we'll see more and more and more.
So why Kentucky?
Well, people choose Kentucky because we've got the best workforce around. When they hire a crew here, they're going to get the very best for the entire time they're here. We've got every climate you could ask for. You know, we say in Kentucky we have all four seasons every week, but certainly, you know, you could film by the Kentucky River, you can film by the Ohio River, you can film by the Mississippi, you can get over to Appalachia, you can do all of that in Kentucky. So if you think about some of these major films, we're going to have all this different type of terrain. We can offer it all to you in just one state.
With essentially the reestablishment of the Kentucky Film Office proper in the state, have you guys hired the executive director for that yet?
No, we're still working on that. There's a part of the language that I think was intended to provide a block of money, but it really only provides half of it in each year. So we've got to determine whether we're going to be competitive with that, or maybe we make a change in the next legislative session. And then we've got to get the commission right. We had a film commission before. The way the incentives went out didn't set the best of examples. And so we had a period of time where it went away and we reset. Now we're booming, so we've got to make sure this new structure we put in place is responsible and that we don't go through the same thing, because everybody wants to see a lot of films made in Kentucky, but they want to see taxpayers have a real return for them, to make sure that when we give out incentives that we're getting more coming into Kentucky in that economic activity. That's what we're seeing right now, and I'm going to make sure I set up that film commission so that we see that in the future.
Gotcha. So a time frame for establishing leadership in that department is farther out.
So the first part is about appointing the members of the commission. I'm working through that right now. I believe that part of the law takes effect in July. So the commission won't even be a part of law until July. And then we'll appoint the members, and then the members help hire the executive director.
Gotcha. We've got time for one more, guys.
Governor, at what point does this actually maybe blossom elsewhere with the, I mean, we've got the Knobs, the Eastern Coalfields. Like, how do you break this all down to the rest of the Commonwealth?
I think what we do is we work together. Now, if somebody is coming in to make a film and in Western Kentucky is making a pitch, but they need a part in the mountains, I think our people are going to make sure that they talk to the folks in Eastern Kentucky before they go anywhere else. That's a great part about being a Kentuckian. And you see it today with all different towns in Western Kentucky that could be competing, that are cooperating, knowing that we can bring in more dollars working together than we ever would pulling each other apart. And listen, that's a great example for the Commonwealth as a whole. That's a great example for the country. At a time when the country feels so divided, look at all these potential competitors coming together because we're putting our people first.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Governor.
Who has the...
That's right.